This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continue in downtown Hong Kong for a second night. Reporter Erin Hale is there.
Earlier, I was in a major sort of protest hotspot in Causeway Bay, which is an important shopping district, and there was no police presence. So actually, a few hours ago, several thousand people from that protest moved several kilometers to where police were firing on protesters at a second hotspot. So that, I think all of those protesters have basically started to converge in the same area and help each other out. The protesters have dug in. They have built barricades and they have created their own shield walls to defend themselves from riot police who continue to fire tear gas at them. But they seem prepared to stay until late into the night.
That's Erin Hale in Hong Kong. The woman who was supposed to replace Puerto Rico's embattled governor says she doesn't want the job, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump's tweets attacking Congressman Elijah Cummings, calling his Baltimore district dangerous and rat-infested, drew swift condemnation from Democrats. Congressman Jerry Nadler telling ABC's This Week the president was
disgusting and racist.
And his tweets,
they are designed to distract attention from the very serious allegations about his conduct.
Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, denies the comments were racist, but says they do have another purpose, to fight back against Cummings' criticism of the administration's border policy. Still, Republican Congressman Will Hurd says,
I wouldn't be doing those. I wouldn't be tweeting this way.
Hurd also appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In a string, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney rejected the notion that Trump's attacks on Cummings were racially motivated. This is VOA News. Russian police cracked down hard on a weekend demonstration in Moscow. The United States, European Union, and human rights groups denounced what they called the disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force against the demonstrators. An EU spokeswoman said the police action undermined the fundamental freedoms of expression, association, and assembly. And the director of Amnesty International's office in Russia said Russian authorities hit a new low. Iran has labeled a proposal to form a European coalition to escort tankers through the Persian Gulf hostile and provocative. Tensions have been mounting as Iran has become increasingly aggressive in the Strait of Hormuz, a key shipping lane that passes by Iranian territorial waters. Earlier this month, Iranian Revolutionary Guard commandos took control of a British-flagged oil tanker, the Stena Impero, as it passed through the strait. A SpaceX cargo craft delivering more than 2,270 kilograms of research, crew supplies, and hardware was installed onto the International Space Station on Saturday. NASA said the Dragon spacecraft was installed on the Earth-facing side of the International Space Station. It is SpaceX's 18th contracted commercial resupply mission, NASA said. Dragon is scheduled to remain attached to the ISS for about a month, NASA officials said. It will then return to Earth for a Pacific Ocean splashdown, bearing a variety of science samples for researchers to study. World powers are meeting in Iran to try, or meeting about Iran to try to salvage the 2015 nuclear accord. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Representatives from Europe, China, and Russia, nations that are still committed to the nuclear deal, are meeting Iran's representative in Vienna to discuss how to salvage the 2015 pact. The diplomats aim to examine issues linked to the deal's implementation after Iran surpassed stockpile and enrichment limits set out in the deal. Experts warn that higher enrichment and a growing stockpile narrow the one-year window Iran would need to have enough material to make an atomic bomb, something Iran denies it wants, but the deal prevented. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, is expected to step down in the coming days, according to a report in the New York Times on Sunday. Coats has clashed with U.S. President Donald Trump over Russia, Iran, and North Korea. A source told Reuters news outlet that President Trump is considering Republican U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe to replace Coats in the job. And you're listening to VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more on VOA.